Good morning and welcome to JFK Spotlight on Health. This is where we highlight the groundbreaking work being done at JFK University Medical Center in Edison, part of the Hackensack Meridian Health Network. And with us today is Colleen Kumar, PhD, registered nurse, certified nurse educator, and the dean at JFK Muhlenberg Harold B. and Dorothy A. Snyder Schools of Nursing and Imaging. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so happy to be here with you today.
Same. There's so much we want to get to. We're going to learn all about you. We're going to learn about the school as well. So let's start with you. Tell us about how you became the dean there at the JFK School of Nursing.
Well, you know, I thought if I tell my story, it kind of tells the story of any student here at this school. I did not study at this school, but I studied at a school just like it. It was a hospital-based program. Mm-hmm. It was in New York, and that's where my career started in nursing.
That's where you're from, right? Isn't that where you're from?
That's where I'm from, yes.
Yeah.
That's where I'm from. And I started working bedside nursing, moved into the critical care area, fell in love with critical care. That's my heart is critical care. After a while, I got married and had children. See, this is the thing about a nursing career. It's endless. You can do so many things. So I had children. When my children were old enough, I went back to school. I got my master's degree. I'm a CNS. I started a little private practice in diabetes education. Again, education was always pulling at me.
Mm-hmm.
And I completed my master's, like I said, and I was teaching in a community college in New York. And then little by little, I got tapped with my leadership skills. And I moved up through the system in New York, and I worked in the state university, and I became the director of an accelerated program at Downstate Medical Center, and then I went into a dean position in a school in New York, and then Hackensack called.
Mm-hmm.
And I came here for my interview. This is a true story. And I just was kind of playing, which, you know, every once in a while you throw your hat in the ring, see if you're viable or not mm-hmm. as a candidate, and I fell in love with this place because this place has this rich history. It's like a little jewel that almost a lot of people don't really know about, this school and the history that's attached to it. And now all of a sudden I went from just seeing what my value was to saying, I really want this position.
Mm-hmm.
And I got it.
Well, they wanted you.
Almost 6 years. Yeah, I'm
sorry. And this is one of the best schools in the country that you are now the dean of. So tell us, you talked about the history of the school. It has such a deep history. Let's start with that. It's 129 years old. As you mentioned, you haven't been there the whole time.
I hope not. I'm not that old. But, that's the thing. So you have this really rich history. And the profession of nursing is based in that. You know, it's a caring it's based in care and also based in science. So this school is an illustration of that because you're seeing firsthand history. There's as you enter the building, on the wall in a shadow box is a letter from Florence Nightingale. It's there. There's all these, you know, memorabilia from graduates because, again, the first graduating class was in 1896. Again, it was only two graduates, but nonetheless, we have things like from the Civil War, all of those things. And that's part of what nursing is about, you know, the history. It makes us different and stand apart because we didn't lose it.
For those who are not aware, and we've talked about this on the program several times, we all know the name Florence Nightingale, but I think some people might not know exactly what she did and why she's such an important figure.
I would say, maybe the word I'm using is wrong, mother, but she's the, you know, what the modern nursing is all attributed to
mm-hmm.
her. She was involved in the Crimean War. She is the one with infection control. Because, you know, realizing why soldiers were dying, getting infections, people weren't washing hands
mm-hmm.
between patient care, things like that, simple things like that, sunlight, all of that. It's what she started. She has a theory that's attached to her name, so she's, you know, one of the big ones in nursing.
I think the mother of modern nursing is a good name.
Okay, well, I don't know how she'll feel about it, but that's what I think.
Okay, great. So, again, tell us more about the school. How many students there at any given time?
Well, right, I would tell you that there's over 500 students enrolled in our school, and which is a nice size for a little school like this. Some of the students are not actually in the clinical nursing courses yet. We have a cooperative agreement with Union College of Union County, and so the students receive an associate's degree from there, and they get a diploma in nursing from our school. That being said, over 500 students is a significant amount. We also have two graduating classes a year. Many of the nursing schools in the area only graduate one class a year. And we graduate somewhere around 175 graduates, which is also a significant amount. Mm-hmm. Our NCLEX pass rate is always, higher than the standard, which is good. They've changed the NCLEX exam, which is the NCLEX RN exam, which is the licensing exam. But our students always do well. We have an incredible faculty here. Really, everyone is master's prepared or greater. I have several that have doctorates that are working here, which is a big deal.
Of those who graduate, how many go on to work at JFK? Do they get first dibs at the job, at the nursing jobs, or how does that work?
Well, that's the thing that's such a beautiful thing, to be attached to Hackensack Meridian Health, because you start your education here. And so they're educating you, and if they educate you, they feel that, they should also employ you. That's a terminal outcome for a nursing program, that not only are you successful and not only do you pass your licensing exam, terminal outcome, but you also get employed as a nurse. So what happens for our students is we have a program called Earn While You Learn. So what happens is you can get employed as a PCT, patient care technician, or patient sitter, when a patient needs a little extra, eyes on the patient for safety reasons. Your nursing student, you can get those kind of positions. They work with you, with your schedule at school, so it doesn't impact your ability to be successful in your classes. So it's a win-win. And then we also have residencies and such that our students get first pick with those kind of things. They send the nurse managers over here. They interview them on the spot in the school. And so it's a very successful program. And so if you go into a hospital like JFK now, many of the nurses that are taking care of you are nurses that graduated from this school. So they're very familiar with where they are. That's why I told you my background is very similar to this. I went to a school just like this. I trained in the same place that I ended up, graduating from. It's an incredible experience. We're very lucky.
Talking with Colleen Kumar, she is the dean at JFK Muhlenberg School of Nursing and Medical Imaging. Let's talk about somebody joins the nursing program. Well, how do they come on board? Let's start there, and then we'll talk about the programs there.
Oh, sure. Okay. So, there's required courses in addition to the clinical professional courses. So for the nursing courses and also the medical imaging, we have two programs, nursing and medical imaging. Medical imaging is then split with sonography and radiography techs. But they have to do certain science courses, because all of those professional programs are steeped in science. So they have to do anatomy and physiology and microbiology, mm-hmm. physics, things like that. Physics is for the medical imaging students. And so, thus the cooperative agreement with the community college in the area. I'm graduating high school. I'm not sure what I want to do. I always envisioned myself to be a nurse. So I could come to this school. I don't have to have the anatomy and physiology. It will help, but I don't have to have it. I can take those courses concurrently with the nursing courses. So I just need to have a high school diploma or its equivalent, GED. Mm-hmm. I have to take an entrance exam, not unlike the SAT. Its focus is really, we're looking to see, reading skills and math skills, mm-hmm. Because, again, the science base. And then you write an essay, and you fill out, obviously, an application. Important stuff. And that's basically your route coming into our school. The more you know, if you have some of those prerequisites, like I said, anatomy and physiology, the English is sociology, something like that, it can only help. It makes your journey a little bit less difficult. But like I said, you have to finish high school and then, or the equivalent, and then, mm-hmm. you know, you have these courses that you'd have to take, plus the clinical nursing courses or the clinical medical imaging courses.
Well, let's talk about the nursing programs that you have there.
Yes, so the nursing program, we have several different ways you can do this. The one that you would probably would be the most obvious is the generic program. The generic program takes 2.5 years to completely complete with all those other courses like the A&P and the Englishes and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Most students do that. We also have an understanding with Kane University. So we have a special program for those interested. It's called Pathways to the BSN. So you're duly enrolled in our school and Kane. You take your nursing courses here, and then you take your advanced nursing courses at Kane. You can take some of those courses while you're still taking the courses here. You become an RN from our school in 2.5 years, like I said, and then you're already more than halfway through your BSN. You could finish in another year, and now you also have a bachelor's degree, which is becoming more and more important as you're looking for employment and advancement in the program.
Yeah,
not
sure.
The program, the career. Accelerated program. This is a special program. We only accept up to 30 students per year. You must have an advanced degree in another discipline in order to, you know, make the cut. So mm-hmm. I have a BA in English from Rutgers, and I want to be a nurse. So I can come here, and it will take me 12 months to complete the nursing program, 3 semesters. They start in the spring, they go in the summer, and they graduate at the end of the fall semester.
So if you already have a college degree, then it's only going to be a year in the accelerated?
Yes, it's only a year.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Because most of the other requirements are you've already taken them with your other degree.
Right.
And then the other part, and you come in and you have them all completed if you didn't. Like, say, I have a BA in English. I didn't take microbiology. It wasn't required. I would have to take it before I started. It's not for the faint of heart because, honestly, it's really hard. It's very intense, accelerated, you know, so
right.
You're beating everything up. But those students do incredibly well, incredibly well.
Can those,
they do incredibly well.
Do any of those students during this program work part-time, or is that off the table because it's so difficult?
Okay, accelerated, we strongly advise against working at all. 2023 is not like it was years back. Our students are sometimes, they have lives and expenses, and so sometimes they have to work. It's not an easy thing to do. And once you get through the first semester, you may be able to do something, and that's where that earn while you learn program kind of works. But
okay.
Remember, Hackensack has it set up so that they don't interfere with your learning. So they, as an example, Joel, they would schedule you to work this weekend because you don't have an exam on Monday.
I see. So they know what your schedule is, and they work around it.
They work around your schedule. So that's a very, very nice thing. But in the accelerated program, that would not be something I would advise to have a job, you know, if you can help it.
Right, if you're able to do it. I ask because maybe there are some people who have their degree. They got their humanities, you know, BA or BS, what have you, and then they want to do the accelerated, but they have a family. So there are things that they need to take care of. Is there any assistance there? Or they got to be committed to that. It sounds like that's the way it is, which would make sense.
Right. So really the commitment has to be there because you can't say, well, no, it won't happen to me. I'm fine. No, because it is so intense and fast and everything. It's not advisable. I'm not saying that it's forever. You might be halfway through the program and then be able to do something a little bit more. But my advice would be, you know, you're getting ready to come in, you know, maybe bank a little bit, you know, for the first semester to get you through if you can.
Let's talk about the LPN program?
Okay, so the LPN, now that's another unique program, because you've seen probably there are many schools for LPNs or licensed practical nurses. So that's not a registered nurse, registered professional nurse, which is what our school is. But there are very many wonderful, strong LPNs, and they want to progress in their profession to an RN. So our program is called the LPN Transition Program. It's 5 weeks in the summer. Right now it's 5 weeks. We're considering expanding and have it in running two in the year, but right now we only run it in the summer. Really, it's the month of June. Like, it maybe starts right after Memorial Day. You're an LPN, and you want to become an RN, so you have to have the LPN license. You have to have all the other prerequisites that I just described, you know, the A&P, and the, which they usually have in an LPN program. And they study with us for 5 weeks, and if they pass that, it's very intense for 5 weeks, then they can go in the fall into the last two courses in the program. And then they graduate, and they sit for the NCLEX, and they become an RN. So it's wonderful, and it's pretty much in demand. We had to turn people away again because we just, you know, you can only take so many, that now we're considering possibly running it twice, you know, to accommodate.
Okay, we're talking with Colleen Kumar. She is the dean at JFK School of Nursing and Medical Imaging. Let's talk about the medical imaging. There's a couple of different positions that you can, a different program that you can go through there, correct?
Yes, so we have radiologic technologists and sonographers. So, you know, until you have someone in your family or you are sick yourself, you don't realize how important these people are. This is a rigorous program. Both of them are. The directors of both programs, they have very high standards, but the people that graduate out of this, these both programs that are under this umbrella of medical imaging, they have to turn away jobs. Everybody wants them. I'm not kidding. They're that well-trained.
So we're talking about the sonographers?
Both the sonographer, sonography right now is in great, great, great demand, yeah. But the rad techs as well, the radiologic technologists as well.
Okay.
Both of those programs under the umbrella of medical imaging are 6 semesters in length. When they graduate, just like the nursing graduates, they will receive a diploma from our school in their respective discipline, whether it's sonography or radiography. We have a graduation coming up for the radiography students in August, and then the sonography students graduate in January. Once a year they graduate. And then they also are certified, either they're licensed, they call it certification, either in from AART, which is the American Registry of Radiological Technologists, and the sonographers are also registered in their particular certification. It's a wonderful, wonderful program. Our biggest issue is turning students away because we don't have enough clinical rotations. They learn differently than nurses. Nurses, it's 1 to 10, one faculty member to 10 students. You know, you take them into the different hospital units, and that's the way that works. In the medical imaging programs, they're 1 to 1. They need one clinical teacher to each student. It's what's from their accrediting bodies. So it makes it difficult, but thank God we're part of Hackensack, so we are able to find quite a few clinical sites, but we're always looking for more.
It might be difficult to get in, but once you get in and you get through, you're going to be working immediately.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We have, we're talking right now about a scholarship program that they want to set up for our students because they're in demand. They're so well-trained with the radiologic technologists. They want to set up a scholarship program that once you complete your first year, if you meet the criteria and you're selected, you would go to school for free for the last year, and then you would just commit to working within the system for 2 years.
And how, tell us about when someone registers and becomes a student there, what are the living arrangements? Can you live on campus? How does it work?
Well, that's the beauty. It's a beautiful, old-fashioned kind of thing. But that's what this school, when we built this building, it's not that old. It's only about 15 years old. The original was right on this same property, but it's grant-funded. I can tell you about that, too, because it's a very interesting story. But there's a dormitory on the third floor. They call them pods. Each pod houses about, I believe it's 8 to 10 students. They're suites, two bedrooms with a central bathroom in between. Very, very nice. They have a common area. They have a small kitchen that it's not a real full kitchen, but it's, you know, refrigerator and, you know, whatever. And what happens is these students become friends with each other, almost like family, and they study with each other. And
sure, yeah.
Well, yeah, my classes are right downstairs, and it works out very, very nicely. And the price of the dorms are very inexpensive.
Well, that's convenient. Now, what if somebody has a, you know, as we talked earlier, a family or maybe a single parent? Can family members live with them?
Okay, well, there's a beautiful program here. It's called the Single Parent Program.
Okay.
And this, I have to give credit to my predecessor, Dr. Judy Matthews. She had this vision of, you know how sometimes people, life hands you a lemon, and you're never going to ever have anything more than a lemon unless someone gives you a hand. And so, you know, you have somebody always wanted a career in nursing, as an example, wanted to better themselves, but because life happened and they had a child, that's it. Their life is just going to be stuck there. Judy Matthews was at some kind of a fundraiser. I don't know which one it was at the time. And she was sitting next to one of the Snyder family members, Audrey Snyder. Audrey was the daughter of Harold B. and Dorothy A. Snyder. That's part of our school.
The school's named after them, sure.
Yeah. They were talking about their passions, and Audrey's passion was the same as Judy's. One of them was about helping others and, you know, lifting them up. And the next thing you knew, there was money given. The building was built with the stipulation that we would always have the single parent program. The single parent program is for one individual with a school-aged child. So what that means is the child has to be around 3 or 4 up until around 9.
Okay.
10 would be the max because they'd age out if you took them in at 10. And so you have one child, and they live together in that dormitory section, that pod. What I saw, I'm here like a little less than 6 years now, 5.5 years, they become a family. They really become a family because I have children. I have a child, you have a child, but I take classes in the day. You take classes in the evening. So I'll watch everybody while you go to class downstairs. You'll watch everyone while I go to clinical.
That's
or you'll
great.
Get them all
That's
off
a great program.
School. It's gorgeous. It's a beautiful, I'm telling you, first year I was here, it's Halloween, and the kids from upstairs are coming down to trick-or-treat in our offices. It's just a beautiful thing. And the other part of it is, because she gave me a hand, and I'm not struggling so hard and wondering how I'm going to pay for rent, or maybe I'll choose whether to eat or not, or feed my kids.
Yeah.
I'm actually in school. I can concentrate on my studies. And I can be very, very, very successful. Not just very, very, very successful.
Great. Colleen, thank you. Thank you so much. Colleen Kumar, PhD, registered nurse, certified nurse educator, and the dean at JFK Muhlenberg, Harold B. and Dorothy A. Snyder Schools of Nursing and Medical Imaging. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
For more info, go to jfkmc.org. And for a podcast of this show, you can go to foxsportsradionewjersey.com. JFK Spotlight on Health. It's brought to you by Hackensack Meridian Health. Keep getting better. I'm Joel Katz. We'll do it again next week.